So yeah, as a kid, I kind of liked all this rugged stuff that was around me. It seemed very permanent, very immovable, very changeless, old, and well, very definitely, very solidly there. I could feel it. I could touch it. I could smell it. I could feel it. I knew where I stood. So as a child and as a young man, I felt very, very alive, very privileged. When I was 17, I went to work for the Lakeland Green Slate Company in Coniston in Cumbria, and I worked in two quarries, and one of them had a marvellous name. It was called Bursting Stone Quarry. Bursting Stone Quarry. And I had this job. I had to sort of hang off the edge of a cliff and bore holes into the cliffside and pack it full of gunpowder. And then we used to stand back about half a mile from this enormous quarry, which was founded by the Romans. It was that old. And then we used to push this thing down, down like that. Just all this rock would fly up, like tons and tons of rock would fly up into the air in enormous, violent explosions. So all this made me feel very alive. And my most alive moment that I remember during all of this was the famous water pump story. And some of you know me, you will have heard this one. I worked in one slate quarry called Moss Rig, and it was actually a big slate cutting plant. So all the slate used to come into this plant, and inside sheds they used to cut it up. It would eventually become little roofing slates, that sort of size. And this plant was fed by an underground river inside a mountain, about a quarter of a mile inside a mountain. And the whole plant was fed by a pump. And probably every week, at least every week, this pump used to break down. And nobody ever wanted to go in there and fix it. So I used to have to go and do this at least every week. And this involved travelling into the mountain through a mine shaft on a railway truck, and it had a rail on the front, and I used to push this rail, and I used to go inside this mine shaft for a very, very long way, and it was incredibly dark. I had a miner's helmet on and with a lamp, and I had these tools, and I'd just wend my way into this mine shaft, into the mountain, for what seemed like miles and miles. And I'd look back, and this little sort of white dot of light would be receding. And I used to get right into a quarter of a mile inside this mountain. And eventually I discover there'd be this big lake. There was a big cavern with a lake just completely still. Completely still. And there was the pump. And I'd fix it. And I'd make sure it worked. And then what I always used to do was I would turn the pump off. I would turn the lamp off. And I would just stand there. And it was total solid blackness, no light whatsoever, just velvet blackness, and not a single sound, nothing. And I used to just stand there and experience this silence with millions and billions of tons of rock all around me, above, below, to the side. And I just used to stand there and drink it all in. Very, very good. I remember one day I was doing this, and I could hear this breathing, and so I stopped breathing, but I could still hear this breathing. I thought, oh no, what's this? And then I heard this sort of ha 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 ha. I thought, my goodness. So I ran out of the and down the mine shaft, and there were all these guys outside all laughing, you know. And, well, it was my boss, you know, who was playing a trick on me. Well, I was 17.